In less than 2 hours, the Kennedy Space Center in Florida will be the site of a potentially huge advance in efforts to change how humans and objects get to space. Elon Musk's company SpaceX is launching its new Falcon Heavy rocket that'll attempt to deliver a Tesla Roadster into an orbit around the sun that would also get the vehicle close to Mars. So what's unique about the Falcon Heavy, and what happens if today's launch doesn't go so well? With me to talk about those questions and more is Mike Wall, senior writer for space.com. He joins me via Skype. Mike, what is different about this Falcon Heavy?
Well, it's just a lot more powerful than anything SpaceX has launched to date, and anything that their competitors are currently launching. You know, this is going to be the most powerful rocket to actually blast off since the old Saturn V one, which obviously took astronauts like to the moon in the Apollo days. So this just opens up a lot of opportunities and to actually launch missions to like deep space. I mean, we could be talking about commercial missions launching on Falcon Heavies to like go to the moon or to go to Mars. And like, there's also the price tag. This is going to be a cheaper option to get to deep space. So it could potentially open up a lot of opportunities for say NASA or like other space agencies, or if there's like a coalition of universities or a private entity that wants to launch a deep space mission, this is going to be a lot cheaper way to do it than to kind of wait around for a NASA ride or do it in a different way. So this is going to be, and people are so excited about this because it's potentially opening up a lot of new opportunities to sort of do things that we haven't been able to do for a very long time.
Now, is there any way at this point what the odds are for success of this launch? Is Elon Musk being boastful to some extent? Is he making expectations high or low? What would your expectations be as someone who covers this? Should we expect success? Is success sort of measured in different ways?
Well, yeah, I think it's really open to, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't think anybody really does. I mean, this is the like first launch of a new rocket, and you just never know if it's going to perform how you think it's going to perform. And actually, Elon's been very kind of, he's been measured. He's been preparing people for the prospect of a failure. He sort of famously said, you know, I just hope it like doesn't destroy the launch pad. I hope it gets far enough away from the pad when it explodes so that it doesn't destroy the pad. So he's sort of laying the like groundwork for people to not be too disappointed or too surprised if this thing fails. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't think anybody does. It's a complex machine. There's 27 first stage engines on this thing, and they all have to work together and they all have to work perfectly. If like something goes wrong, then it could be a very big boom. It's going to be interesting. I don't think anybody knows what's going to happen. That's part of the reason why it's so interesting. Everybody's going to see how this thing works.
Well, yeah, how big an impact could today's launch have for good or going back to the drawing board? I mean, is this something that if it succeeds, that's a huge impact? But if it fails, is that potentially a huge impact too, as far as steps going forward?
Yeah. I mean, if it succeeds, that's going to be a really big impact, because then we're like, okay, Falcon Heavy works. And so then people are going to get really excited and be like, well, let's start planning out what we could do with this thing. It's going to be a really big deal. If it fails, you know, there's a whole branch of options. Then you figure out, why did it fail? You know, did it fly for 5 minutes and fail, or did it fail right on the pad? It's kind of hard to sort of know what the impact of that would be before we know why it failed or how kind of hard it is to actually fix what went wrong. Most of the people that I've talked to have said, you know, like if this fails, it's not necessarily a huge deal, because people understand, you know, this is the first flight of a complex rocket. SpaceX like has a history of coming back from launch failures. You know, they've done that a couple times in the past and have gotten back up and running again. So they've got a demonstrated history of actually figuring things out quickly and actually fixing them quickly. So like, I don't think people would actually lose any confidence in SpaceX if this thing doesn't work, because people understand that it very well might not.
And you mentioned competitors. Is that going to drive this industry? Is that going to make quicker results come into play? That's always the positive side of competition. Is that possible in this realm?
Because like there is like one very high profile competitor on the scene for SpaceX. You know, they're not flying operationally yet, but I mean, there's a company, Blue Origin, which is run by Jeff Bezos. So there's this sort of billionaire space like kind of rivalry going on right now. And actually, Blue Origin is actually developing their own heavy lifter called New Glenn. which is going to be flying in a couple of years. They've said that their first flight is going to be in 2020 with their own heavy lifter. And so what we could see actually is, we could have Falcon Heavy flying and also New Glenn flying, both of them fairly cheaply. Both of them are like designed to be reusable. Both of these rockets are going to come back and actually land on Earth and fly again. And that's another way to keep the cost down.
Elon Musk, in addition to other talents, is known as a big marketing whiz. And one of the things that really stood out to me is that in the rocket, there's going to be a Tesla. Of course, that's another one of his companies. And then the car is going to be playing the song Space Oddity. How does this add to sort of the hype of everything today?
Yeah, Elon Musk is very good at getting people's attention. And that kind of tarred him in like a lot of people's minds as sort of all style and zero substance. But that's obviously not a fair criticism, because we've seen what he actually can do. SpaceX is very much substance. But that doesn't mean that he's kind of retired the sort of showman side. And he definitely knows how to get attention. And putting a cherry red Tesla in here and saying you're going to launch it near Mars with like a like mannequin in there called Starman playing playing Space Oddity with like a copy of Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy in the glove compartment. He like definitely knows marketing. And I mean, I think it's actually a good thing. I don't think it cheapens it any to get people's attention. I think that people are more interested in this launch, like with the Tesla in it, than they would have been otherwise. And sure, it's a big ad for Tesla, but it also grabs people's attention and makes them care about space.
All right. Mike Wall is a senior writer for space.com. Mike, enjoy the launch today. Thanks for the time.
I will be watching. Thanks a lot.